Hello, I'm the Paisley Prince Arthur. That's the sound of my new book, Who Built the Humans, being opened, and this, in a few seconds, is going to be the sound of me reading it. I hope you're excited. This is story 4 out of 47, and it's called From the Stars, A Million Voices. And in this story, some stuff happens and also some things. Private William Bynes stood in the doorway to the grey-green office. At the back of the room sat Clyde Waller, still not looking up from his paperwork, still playing the part of the disinterested superior. He was a chubby man wedged between the wall and his campaign desk, his fingers constantly tapping on something or swiping the mahogany surface for dust. He looked up at the slim silhouette in the doorway and nearly smiled before changing his mind, gesturing for William to take a seat. "Sir," William said, sitting down. He heard the door close behind him, the two security guards walking away across cold concrete to the edges of the corridor outside. William waited for a moment before leaning in. "Is everything okay?" he continued. This wasn't like their usual meetings. Clyde had usually let his guard down by now, usually smiled, but he was just sitting there. "It's about the event near your father's home," Clyde announced. "The Swamp Henge incident. You've been reading the papers." "The Japanese plane." "Yes, sir," William said. Clyde leaned back on his chair, finally breaking character. "That's the official story." "Then what's the real story?" William asked. Clyde moved about uneasily in his chair, adjusting his position as if bracing for an impact. "It's about your sister." William felt his heart stop. His mind was filled with images, faces of people who apologized and said they had stopped looking, people who left flowers but never helped comb the desert. William had stored all the faces of all the people who had let him down. Though he was never sure what he would do with them, he remembered them whenever the rage kept him awake at night. "I should have believed you," Clyde said. His voice was low and hushed. William was still reliving it inside his mind, still ignoring the growing collection of empty whiskey bottles by his father's chair, still helping the old man patch up his hands after he went mad and started making holes in the desert. William remembered the explosion, the hasty cover-up. It was after Betty went missing, but he always felt the two were connected. "You found her?" he finally asked. "No." "So why am I here?" "The thing that crashed. It wasn't Japanese," Clyde said. "Then what is it?" William leaned forward, trying to catch a glimpse of the paperwork on Clyde's desk. "We don't know," Clyde said. He turned the paperwork so William could see it and cracked his knuckles. "It says here, 4 minutes 16 seconds of broadcast, but not where from," William said. Clyde looked down at the papers. "It was from above. The thing crashed, and all nearby radios received 4 minutes 16 seconds of nonsense on all channels. We tried to pinpoint the source, but all our instruments pointed skyward. In the days since, we've brought linguists on board. They keep identifying speech patterns, but nothing we can trace as being of this earth," Clyde explained. He sounded worried, as if someone was listening in, as if he shouldn't be telling William. For a moment, William wondered why, cycling through the possibilities in his head. "And if you want the rest, you're going to have to fork out £15 and buy it. But don't worry, it is a massive book, so it's worth every penny. I've been the Paisley Print Arthur. You've been whoever you are. Good night."